Spellings by KJB Rickard. Read by Derek LePage. Would you mind helping out an old fellow? Would you mind thinking carefully about the following words and how they are spelled? Garnatic. Fal on there. Garnatic. Fal indic. Garnatic. Finnet. I realize they're unfamiliar to you. Don't worry. These are ancient words from a long dead language. Go back and repeat them. Just do it phonetically. Garnatic, fal onde. Garnatic, fal indic. Garnatic, finnet. Concentrate on sounding out each individual syllable of each word in your mind. Do it slowly. Do it deliberately. Garnatic. Fal onde, garnatic, fal indic, garnatic, finnet. Picture the words as you sound them out. Imagine them in the center of your forehead, right where your third eye would manifest. If you wish to, you could repeat them out loud. Garnatic, fal onde. Garnatic, fal indic. Garnatic, finnet. Now I want you to consider the words one final time. This time there is one additional word at the end. When you reach it, I want you to burst out into the universe with its power. Take a deep breath in. Garnatic. Fal on there. Garnatic. Fal indic. Garnatic. Finnet. Amen. For the past few centuries, many of your favorite horror writers, from H.P. Lovecraft and R.W. Chambers, through Dennis Wheatley in the 1970s, right up to Clive Barker and Stephen King in the modern era, have enthralled you with tales of the macabre. But buried in their words and paragraphs is the darkest of magic and the most evil of intentions. The majority of readers only see the story. Those of us that can truly spell and understand grammar see the deeper purpose to the stories and the reasons for their continued success and popularity. These modern alchemists understand that grammar is from grimoire and that to spell is literal. In this modern world, with the convenience of mass communication via book and screen, it is far easier to create an active piece of magic to reach around the globe to thousands, and in the case of Hollywood cinema, millions of humans' consciousness. How many times have you heard or read a character say something akin to, "I renounce Jesus Christ in favor of Satan?" That's at least once. As you read it, your mind said it too. Here you have a tale from a mind, a person you know nothing about. Well, I'll let you know. I am an opportunist. What better opportunity is there to spread chaos than to enter a competition with guaranteed readers of the work? As a practitioner of a Brahmalin ritual, the more people I can collect into my conscious spells, the greater my outcome. The more powerful is my evocation. By taking part in this tale, my experiment in spelling, you have helped me bring forth a demon named Nuada. Try saying that out loud. Nuada. Not a demon like the Christian's bastardized version of the word. Don't worry about good and evil. Not at this stage. Nuada is a demon evoked purely to improve my world. And, I suppose, yours too? That is if you remembered to sit in a salt circle when you pictured my spellings. Did you?